I've been working in the museum for, well, it's almost 20 years now. And I can tell you that people come along for many different reasons. For some, it's the desire for knowledge. For others, they just want to be entertained on a rainy day. But with the dinosaurs, it's plain old fear. They enjoy being scared. And there's nothing like a 30-foot monster towering over your head to do that, regardless of your age. The first thing the kids do when they run into the exhibition is seek out the interactive displays. I suppose in this age of technology, young people have got used to information being presented on a screen, one brief, bright image after another. But here, nothing moves. You look, usually up, you read, and hopefully you feel something. And I think that the exhibition can help with certain aspects of a child's development. It's my opinion that you require imagination to appreciate an exhibition like this. You have to be able to fill in the missing pieces for yourself. This is something that is often neglected in mainstream education. Often I have to tell people that we simply don't have all the information yet, even about the more famous dinosaurs, like Tyrannosaurus Rex. Dinosaur research is incredibly challenging because so few fossilized skeletons have been found. Did you know that only two of the T-Rex skeletons that scientists base their work on are actually complete? That's not much to go on. What you see in most museums are models based around a few recovered bones, just reconstructions. You see, the fossilization process requires particular conditions. The creature needs to be buried quickly. Then, gradual sedimentation needs to occur, and the body has to lie undisturbed. That's why the environments in which fossils are generally discovered tend to be marine ones, rather than geographical areas that have remained comparatively dry. One of the challenges of showing a dinosaur exhibition is that you need to keep up with new theories and decide which ones are credible. Some interesting findings have come out of China in the last decade, which I'll explain in a moment. It's still generally accepted in the scientific community that dinosaurs disappeared following the event of a giant meteor crashing into Earth, which led to significant climate change. But not all dinosaurs succumbed to the cold. It was an enormous volcanic eruption that wiped out many of these creatures in China. They were instantly buried alive, and thus preserved, because there was no oxygen to help in the process of decay. And what interests scientists the most about the Chinese dinosaurs is that they appear to have been covered in feathers. It's possible that they were used for display or defence, but the general opinion is that they were used for insulation. Bird feathers have all these functions too, of course. But whether birds have directly descended from dinosaurs is still a matter of great debate. I have to admit that I am rather proud of the exhibition, and the feedback we receive is always positive. But there's even more we could do to make it a better experience for visitors, and for this reason, their donations are always welcome. In fact, the recent discoveries in China mean that some of our displays will need adapting, so that the appearance of...